The following is a presentation of the Black Hollywood Live Network, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. Hollywood Redefined. From Los Angeles, California, streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is Black Hollywood Live, The Beat. Featuring the week's roundup and commentary on music news. Black Hollywood Live, Hollywood Redefined.
You're listening to Black Hollywood Live.
And now, the host of Black Hollywood Live, The Beat.
Took a shot at Henny, I've been going back to Henny. They say my whole hood got it under investigation.
What? You know they talk the slick talk, they slick talk. Hey, you know they talk the slick talk, they slick talk. Hey.
What up, y'all? It's your boy DJ Jesse Jane here in the studio for Black Hollywood Live's The Beat. I'm joined by my favorite peoples in the world. We got Miss Queen.
What up? You already know I'm in the building. Come on now, Ad-Lib King.
we got the Ad-Lib King.
Turn up.
Jay Watts. Poppy Watts.
You see it. It's official. It's going live. Let's get it.
You know. He'll be like, hey, you know. You know what I mean? Like he in the studio rapping. Then he giving the Ad-Lib. He's the best.
Stay tuned for the Beat app that we're coming out with. You're going to be able to click your favorite Jay Watts sayings.
Right. You get me?
So, yeah.
But we're super excited because we have a lovely Australian in the house.
She's homemade.
We have Miss Georgia Preach.
Welcome.
Good day,
round of applause.
Good.
What do?
And you're going to be showing us your new video, Hooligan.
Mm-hmm.
Which
one.
I love the video.
You love it?
I do
it's
love
intense,
the video.
It's intense, isn't it?
It is intense. And I have to say, when you came across my desk, I was like, Georgia Preach, is she going to be singing some preaching? Honey, she preaches, but in a different way.
The opposite of what you think.
I can't wait.
I'm excited. All right, so before we get into some of your music, and you're going to do a little surprise for us later on, but before we get into some of your music, we have some topics to talk about, all right?
All right.
So I'm going to tell you a little story and what's been going on in the week, and just jump on in. So, let's talk about the tea of all tea, Miss Vivica Fox.
Teabagging! Not teabagging, but...
Well, kind of, I mean...
The brown eye monster.
There you go.
The brown eye monster.
Like groceries.
Oh, my God.
Like it supposed to be. All right, so Vivica Fox, you know, she came out. She was on Watch What Happens with Andy Cohen.
Carlin, yeah.
And Andy had asked her, because 50's had this beef towards Empire because he wants their ratings for Power.
Power's big as well.
Yeah, it just shouldn't be on Stars and you can get more ratings.
That's true.
You know. All right, so, you know, he said that Empire's ratings have gone down because of all the gay stuff on Empire. Andy, being the messy little Andy he is, asked Vivica what she thought of 50's comments, and Vivica went, pot calling kettle black, and basically insinuated with a hair twist and a candy's ooh girl that 50 might be, as she used the word, booty snatching.
Let me say something. Wait a minute. He's from my hood. He's from my hood. Southside Jamaica, Queens in the building.
Now these booty snatching moments have been around.
No, they could be around all they want. Somebody's always trying to come for 50, even though, you know, he had beef with my homie Ja Rule. The point of the matter is I'm representing Queens all day. Do I think he's a booty snatcher? No. Do I think he's kinky? Absolutely. He wanted to get the little brown eye monster licked on and she did it. So at the end of the day, you call him gay, but what does that make you, shitty mouth? So, she has been out of the media for so
shit
long.
Tisha.
Not even that. But she's been out of the media for so long. She's trying to reach for people to start talking about her again. Right. But this is the wrong way to go about it. I think it's messy.
Yeah, man. It's like their relationship's like 10 years old. So like, you're still talking about this to be relevant. It just looks like extremely bad on her part.
And thirsty.
Yeah, the thirst is just real in these streets. Vivica, you get no love for that, man. That's crazy.
What are you thinking, Georgia?
I just feel like everyone's a bit zesty and we should all get over it.
I love her.
Oh, PR.
Everyone licks a little bit of booty. It's all good. It's all fun and games. Uh-huh. You know?
I've done it before.
It's 2015. How you have?
Oh, yes.
I'm like Janae Aiko out here singing a song about it.
I'm not mad. Somebody got to eat her booty like groceries. But it, I mean, you know, when you, I'm kinky, so I'm willing to try.
I'm there with you.
Right.
I'm not mad. I'm
willing to. I'm willing to lick the one, the brown eye monster.
But I'm just looking at it like if you did it, like,
but it shouldn't be talked about. It shouldn't be talked about.
That was your man.
Uh huh.
That was your man. It wasn't like it was just random. That was your man.
So what does that say about you?
Yeah, no, if it was my man, I wouldn't say anything. But, I mean, it's just a little bit of booty licking. It's all
That's
good.
It.
It's a little well,
you don't get into it.
I have to say the memes went
quick. You gotta be bathed, though. You gotta clean the
Oh, yeah, it's straight off to the shower. It has to be done after you have sex in the shower.
And he has to still be running, and the water still has to be running in order to get
it. I have regulations.
I like that.
I mean, you know, I'm already there.
With your big tongue. Sorry, okay, go ahead.
So, the funniest part about all this was the memes that came out of it, and I have to just say my favorite meme is it said Vivica's family at Thanksgiving, and it was a plastic cup and it had the name Vivica written on it, like, oh, that's your cup.
Yeah. Oh, nobody wanted to drink after
that's
that.
So funny.
Now here's the thing, everyone's going crazy about this, and I just look at it like, you know, whether Vivica did it or not, you know, 50's coming at her because this is what 50 Cent does. 50 Cent, you know, this is a game for all of them.
He's the original Twitter fingers.
So he can't really be mad at her doing this.
No,
it's
but
like,
but don't
he probably
don't
loves it.
Right, and don't try to get no shine off of bringing my name back up.
Mm-hmm.
You are washed up.
Playing cookie sister and not girl.
That's not nice because I do like Vivica Fox. I've never met her, and I do like her, and I've always wanted to do her hair. I'm not trying to be messy, but at the same time, what she's doing is really messy. She should have left 50 name out of it because she knew he's going to drag her. That's what he does.
Was a question asked towards her.
I would have been like,
it's more messy on Andy.
I would have been like, that's more messy on Andy, but how you answer that. Your response is what, you know.
She could have been like, oh, he's just salty because of power. Like,
right. Just be like, well, I really don't have a comment about what
But then
he
we
said.
Aren't
he's
talking about it. Now we're
opinion.
Talking about it for like 5 minutes.
Right. So this is exactly what she wanted us to do.
What people aren't talking about no more is that Kickstarter account with TLC. We talked about it last week, right? Well, T-Boz came out to say something.
Lord, what did she say?
She said, well, look, if you're going to hit Kickstarter up for a refund, go ahead and hit Kickstarter up, because I ain't got the money to get back to you.
She said that?
Okay. What's a donation, man?
Well, so it came around the point of, she said, look, you know, we said we wanted to get in the studio. Now, she claims that they have been doing the things at Kickstarter. Like, if you donate a certain amount, you get something like a signed picture or, like, a free concert or something like that. So she said they've been carrying out the concerts that they were supposed to be doing. They're sending out whatever autographs that whoever gave money. She said the thing is we want to give the fans a real good album.
Right.
We don't want to rush it. We're giving you guys all this stuff by the end of the month. She's like, the only thing we can't give you is an album because we don't want to give you a trash album.
And I feel that, man. It's like you can't rush creativity. You know,
open about it.
So they should have made that clear before they start asking for money. They should have been like, well, we're going for the end of 2015, but most likely it's looking more like 2016.
Because we want it to be special.
We want it to be special. We want it to be really creative and nice and not rushed. So it's their fault for not speaking to the people the proper way. Because, you know, somebody pay their bread, the first thing they want to know is, where is the product? You told me the end of September 2015.
Right. I paid $600 for this TLC album.
I donated $600. Where is September? It's now October 1st. Where's the song? So, of course, I don't think that is right that they put themselves in that predicament. They would have gotten They would have gotten the $430,000 anyway because they have diehard fans. Just don't give people a timeline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Give them somewhat of a timeline, but don't give them a hard timeline, because this is what happens. People are asking for their damn money back.
Have you heard about the Kickstarter?
I haven't heard about it, but I mean, I would wait for TLC.
Right.
I would wait. I wouldn't complain. Like, I would give them money and just chill for a couple of years. And then maybe in a couple of years, I'll give them the album.
Right.
But
who got GI dropped on y'all?
So I need to do my album now.
You know what? Can I at least get a feature on the album? Damn.
Right.
All right. So this was an interesting one. Young Thug was searching on Twitter, and Metro Boomin was tweeting. Well, he tweeted the picture of Future drinking some tea and posted, "Every day I wake up, new mixtapes are falling out of the sky. I think we all know where the trend came from." And then the picture of Future. He went out to say, "These motherfuckers." There you go.
There you go.
"Trying to tweet me like I don't know who Lil Wayne is." Oh, sorry. "Like I don't know who Lil Wayne is, and like those weren't my main years growing up. But artists have not put this much music out in years. Now artists are dropping tapes every month. Everyone was holding their music before. And for all you internet motherfuckers who like to tweet like you know everything, I'm not saying he's the first to do it. I just call it how I see it."
But what the hell are you talking about?
So he's saying that Future is the one who started this whole mixtape thing.
That's a lie.
Dropping all these songs. Well,
that's a lie.
You know who else agrees with you? Is Young Thug. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't know how I feel about Young Thug making this claim, but Young Thug say, "It's okay to ride a
nigga's dick,
but don't agitate one lil
nigga."
"Music could never sound nowhere near mine's. I'm Michael, he's Tito. Put some names on that shit, lil boy. Hey, Metro Boomin, who you referring to?"
Now, my opinion about this whole little shenanigan. Mm. Who was the first one who was saying? Who was the first guy?
Metro Boomin.
I don't know who that is, but he's irrelevant anyway. But he's a producer to about everybody's dropping albums. First of all, that's your phone humming.
Girl, that's the AC. That's a different type of hum. Continue. They can't hear that in radio. Okay. So now we just sounded crazy.
Sorry, Radioland. But first of all, they didn't start mixtape thing. Everybody's dropping mixtapes because Lil Wayne is the one. Come on, everybody's been doing that. 50 Cent. Everybody. Come on, G Unit. They all used to do it. I just feel like everybody's forgetting the past and where hip hop really started and how people used to do this back in the days. The reason why everybody's dropping a new song every time you turn around is because this is a microwave fucking society,
right?
And people they listen to a song for 5 days and they ready for something else, you know what I'm saying? They lose interest so fast.
Exactly.
So I guess people feel like Ad-Lib King. So
nah, I feel like I gotta agree, you know?
So I feel like people feel like they are in a position where they have no other choice but to keep dropping new shit in order to stay
I feel like
relevant.
You kind of have to. You have to do it to stay relevant, man. Yeah. People's attention span is like
so
2 seconds. You feel me?
But if you do it right, I mean, do you have to come out on a weekly basis with it? I mean, like, you know, there comes a point where you want to focus on singles. I mean, Georgia, for you, when you're creating a body of work, you know, is it strictly about the singles individually, or do the singles have to be built up to make a bigger project?
I like doing a body of work. I like doing a collection. I don't like just dropping singles. I just think our generation is very cocky, and we're all copying something.
They're very what? You
know, they're cocky. We're a cocky generation. We are.
She say it.
You know? But, I mean, like, we all want to claim we're starting something new, but really it's like, we're all copying someone. We're all using beats, and all these beats that have like samples from other songs that are from back in the day. Like, you can't ever say that you're starting something.
Right. Mm-hmm. And you know? It's funny to go off of that, and we're talking about Michael Jackson. I mean, you look at someone like Michael Jackson who openly says, "I copy the greatest."
Mm-hmm.
I just perfect them enough for you know, my
I just
act.
Don't think we should be comparing trap music to Michael Jackson.
Thank you!
Real talk.
I mean, saying, it's just like, blasphemy.
No, Georgia better preach!
Just saying.
Yes, Georgia.
Nah, I feel like it's like ownership, man. Everybody, it's not really copying. It's more like being influenced. Everyone's influenced by something. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But when you do it yourself, you kind of make it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And you're not like anybody else, so nobody can quite do it the same way.
We are in 2015. I mean? It gives no one has the right to say that they started mixtape drop.
Yeah.
You're new.
Like,
be
for me,
quiet.
The last person who could say they started something was Bjork, because I ain't never heard no shit like that before. Like, girl. She probably got that from some damn country over. All right, moving on from that, we got Diddy was on The Breakfast Club talking about his free album. Now, here's where I'm thinking, I've said this for how long? Music, I think, needs to go in this direction. You give the music for free, and then you charge their asses at the concert.
Mm-hmm.
Because
it's the way it's moving.
You know what I'm saying? It's just getting to a place where it's like, own up to the fact that hip-hop is the number one genre, but it's not making the amount of money that pop music is. Mm-hmm. Because people pay for pop music. People don't pay for hip-hop.
Right.
They get it, the shit for free because they've created a popcorn microwave movement in mm-hmm. hip-hop. Taylor Swift puts a song out. She's going to ride that song for 3-4 months. Mm-hmm. Young Thug puts a song out. I can't keep up. Yeah. 2 weeks, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. All right, so Diddy puts out this album, Money Making Mitch, which was inspired off of Paid in Full, mm-hmm. from Mitch and Paid in Full. And he said this is going to be a movie. I heard the album. It's dope. Out of, I forget how many tracks are on it, I would say I like about 6 of them. The rest are kind of meh. Mm-hmm. Unless he does videos to them. Mm-hmm. Then I can see where we're going with it. Because it sounds like a visual album. And then this is going to lead up to No Limit 2.
Yeah, No Way Out 2.
No Way Out 2. Sorry.
No Way Out 1 was a classic. It's going to be... I don't know. I think Diddy's extremely creative, man. And I'm mm-hmm. excited to see what he does for like the No Way Out 2. Especially since that's his last joint.
And he's
going to
be
crazy.
Retiring.
He needs to retire. But his I think kids it's done caught up with him.
Yeah.
With Justin, come on now, Diddy. It's time to go. Shout out to Justin with his little fawn self. Mm-hmm. He is gorgeous, but he's partying with his son. I know he's like, nah, yeah, it's time for me to give it up. This is my son's time, my kid's time to.
And
be in a club.
Quincy, I mean, Quincy's been trying to come out for a long time, and it just, I feel like the thing is, a lot of artists under Bad Boy can't pop. Because Diddy always focused on his...
On himself.
Yeah.
But maybe during the retirement, which is definitely needed, he has nothing to prove. Mm-hmm. He has survived from 94 until 2015.
Real talk.
There is absolutely nothing
as
else.
The he, man.
As the man. Yeah. On top. The There's absolutely nothing else he has to prove.
Yeah, he's the Floyd Mayweather of this.
Now he's going into culture, directing and producing on television.
I wouldn't be surprised if that's the next move. Mm-hmm. I think Diddy got something up his sleeve if he's trying to retire from music. Mm-hmm. He has, believe me, he's never going to stop, like he said. He's not going to lay back and
we
just not do
going in nowhere.
We ain't going nowhere.
But we are. We're going to go to this next video, y'all, because we got to keep this moving. All right, so, Georgia, what we're going to do is we're going to play some videos for you.
All right, let's do it.
And I want you to listen. I want you to watch. And then after the video's done, you're going to give us
your
critique, what you think it is. Good, great, horrible, whack. Let's
all right,
take a look. The first one is Michael Christmas, Look Up.
Jesus.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I grew up by the crime side, the one no sign side, but all signs point to leaving, and staying too long might stop your breathing. The corner store selling beef patties, nigga, I'll gladly spend that dollar, walk back to the crib, head down, they like, what's my addy? Cause niggas always wanna know where you from, and the only thing different between us is that gun, damn. Some nights I pray my uncle got away or that gun jam. I start looking up and I can't see not one, like, God damn it. Is this even the same planet? I got this whole escape since young that I'm planning. Look up. It ain't no stars in the hood. I bet. Bet we would leave if we could.
Boom. Michael Christmas, Look Up. Ain't no stars in the hood.
That's hard.
I like that.
You
like
that?
I like it.
Who's,
I think it's
which
sort of
one is
chill.
Which one is Michael Christmas?
The big boy.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
So
yeah,
someone else
was rapping at the start. I was confused who he was.
Well, he did that to give the illusion of, you know, hey, it ain't this fat, ugly guy that in his mind of that, and this is who's doing it. But I don't know. What did you think of the lyrics that we had going on?
I think the lyrics are a bit basic. The hook was dope, mm-hmm. I'm going to be honest. No. The verse could have been tightened up a little bit. The video was cool. It's a great concept. I love the hook.
The hook really sells
the song.
Maybe
revisiting.
For me.
Yeah, the hook is dope. When the hook came, I was like, okay, now I like this.
Yep,
song.
Exactly. What was y'all thinking?
I would have to watch it over. You could tell they paid for production. But I'm totally confused.
I think it's a good switch, man. I think it's creative. It's different. I think the game needs more individuals. It's a lot of people copying other, like we said, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. being influenced by. He seems like he's kind of on his own wave.
Yep.
So you could appreciate that.
All right, next song we had her in yesterday, Miss Tweet. So make sure you guys check out her sit down interview. her new album, Charlene, January 22nd. This is the first title track off the album called Won't Hurt Me. Let's take a look.
Your body's smooth as sandpaper, the way you try to run your game. No, it ain't gonna work.
Just make you want to do a run, like.
Tell me why you're sensing.
I love me some sweet.
I just laugh and say to myself, he's thinking he's stringing me along. I hope you know that I'm no fool, and you can move how you wanna move. The truth is, I don't care. I need to make it clear. Do whatever it is you gotta do. It won't hurt me.
Ooh.
It won't hurt me. Save your crocodile tears. I was hit to them a long time ago.
Boom, this tweet won't hurt me. What are you thinking?
There's nothing wrong with that song. Right? The video, the song, the lyrics.
And to think the last album she had was in 2005.
I know. Yeah. I'm shocked. I've been sleeping on it. I need to go listen to that. Oh, that's dope.
Yep, she's coming out January 22nd. So make sure you guys check that out. Charlene.
Check out her interview from
I will.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, yeah, she sang us Smoking Cigarettes.
Yeah.
Oh, like so happy. all right. So I was high, right? And I was searching the internet, and I found this guy, right?
Here we go.
And it's actually kind of why Michael Christmas made the list, too, because I felt the same way listening to the lyrics. I was like, where the fuck is this guy? I wanted to like him, and then when the chorus came, I was like, oh, that's actually
but
really
why
cool.
Do we always have to wait for the chorus to drop in order to like a song?
Because, but you know what? The thing I wanted to do about this and why I put this guy on is I want to just put an eclectic group of people.
Oh, Jesus, here we go.
I love it.
So here's the thing. Mr. James Garlama, right? So the song is called Bout It, and he's a new artist. And I can't imagine, I tried to do as much research on him as I could, but like, I'm just assuming that this is just some rich guy, this guy who just fell into some money and was like, I'm gonna have a fucking music career.
I love it.
And this is the song, Bout It. And I'm really mad that I was like jamming out to this song.
Oh, that, you must have some good weed.
Oh,
then.
I should, that indica girl.
Lord have mercy. Here we go. And he got on a cowboy hat. Jesus, that humming is driving me crazy. Well, there we go. That's James.
I love the suspense.
Yeah. I wish he heard.
Yeah, really taking himself seriously with this. Yeah. You know, left his keys underneath the car.
It's a dirt video.
So, you know, in the comments, though,
cinematic.
I have to say, I hope it's that. I hope that it didn't screw up and it's going to actually get to the part with his music. But in the comments, people were comparing this video to Drake. And I was like,
Hotline Bling?
Oh,
God.
All
right.
Beautiful.
Cool. Yeah.
Damn.
No.
And that's
wait, can we re-pull that video up?
The beat's dope. I was interested in
Here's the thing. Everything about the song, it makes sense.
Yeah.
It's just, you know when you can tell an artist isn't really an artist and it's just someone...
It's been created.
Someone kind of placed and put together.
Uh-huh.
That's what I get from all this. And I feel like we're in this generation, I think we talked about it with Tweet yesterday, where everyone feels that they can sing using...
Auto-tune.
Uh-huh.
And,
wait.
Here we are.
Jamming to this?
Oh, this jamming. My roommate just...
I think it's cool.
It's cool.
No,
but
it's...
I wouldn't compare it to Drake.
Yeah, no, lyrically it's whack. Like, the lyrics are whack. But the beat and the harmony...
It's got a good sound to it.
Right? It's dope, man. I think it's hot.
Yeah.
Only if we could see him out the car.
dark as hell inside that car.
I feel like that's where music's going. I was talking to somebody about that yesterday. Like, it's kind of about, it's like the singers and the rappers, it's all infused. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. You can't really say I'm a singer or I'm a rapper no more. Like, it's different. Crazy.
You can.
It's I mean, you can, but it's like, you know what I mean?
Singers are rapping.
So yeah. Like, because everybody feel like they in this competition.
Well, right. And now Dez Loaf and damn Young Thug done let everyone think they can sing now. Fetty Wap and motherfuckers be out here like, yeah, baby.
Yo, y'all ever listen to Fetty Wap's backgrounds?
Yes.
He be in the backgrounds going in.
Alright, so this last song, it's not that new, but I found it on one of my after shows, East Los High over at AfterBuzz TV. The name is Konique Sneed, and the song is Let It Go. And this is huge in the dance community. Okay, everyone does a nice break, nice choreography to this.
I would have laced her, her weave better.
She gave me a Missy and Tweet-esque.
Original, you know I'm original. You feeling the flow?
Yeah, this is hot.
Okay.
I never did this before. When I'm killing the flow, I said I reel in the dough. You know I reel in the dough, and I'm still in the show. That's why I'm still in the show. That's why they feel in the show. I got good energy in all of my shots. Kicking on the beaches like soccer. Doing it to death with my partners. We the people, but they calling us monsters. I got superstars all up in my roster.
Yeah.
Shaking up all of the imposter. You know I bring the fire like a rasta. You a hater, see you later, cause I lost ya. Bang, 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 bang.
She's out
they
here.
Be like, this my sound. Send a shot to my DJ. He gonna play this all night long.
Independent artist.
Bang, 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 bang. They gonna be like, this my sound.
Yeah, boom. I like her.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's like Missy. It's kind of like Missy.
Yeah, sold that whole movement. Those people.
That camp. That whole camp.
That whole camp. Magoo, Missy, Tim, Magoo. Like that whole. I give her a thumbs up, and we need to get her on here.
Yep, yeah, for sure.
She's dope.
All right, so segmenting from that into Miss Georgia Preach. What made you want to get into hip hop?
Hip hop. I mean, I always listened to hip hop growing up. Tupac was like one of my biggest influence. But I used to write poetry, actually, funny enough, for like children's books and greeting cards. And then I started writing R&B, realized I couldn't sing. And then I was going to a music college when I was 15, and I was studying film and music. And then there was a studio there. And one day I just kind of went in on the mic and did a freestyle.
She's a rapper?
Hey. She's a rapper. And here's the most interesting part, from Australia, which, as you know,
please let's not say her name.
Miss Iggy Azalea.
Yeah, I got this.
So, but we have to have the conversation. What was it like in Australia when you guys heard Iggy Azalea had come up? Was she big over there? Was she doing underground stuff at the time, or
she didn't really pop off
till over here?
She didn't do anything really musically in Australia. She had like a small group that I heard of in a country town that she grew up in, and then she moved to America when she was like 16. Mm. So I don't know how old she is now, but I think that was like nearly 10 years ago now. So hip hop is really young in Australia, so I can imagine for her growing up where she was, I heard her town had like 20 people, so it's definitely hard to be a hip-hop artist over in Australia. Like, there's no room for it.
Really? What is that like for an artist like you? Because I know, like, where I'm from, a countryside little place in Massachusetts, and when as a DJ, I would be known as, like, the thug DJ because I played hip-hop music.
Yeah.
And I brought black people. And it was like, what is going on? I have to play Top 40. Is that similar?
I was definitely teased all the way through school. I found it really hard to make friends. I didn't fit in. Like, they didn't understand my music taste. But I didn't really care because I always knew I was going to come here. I was like, it's cool. It's whatever.
Right. And when did you actually come over here?
I've been coming back and forth for like 3 years, but I officially moved here in February.
Yay, welcome.
What's your experience been like?
LA's crazy, of course. I like other parts of America to chill out. Like, I love New York. It's nice to go and collect my head there. But, I don't know. Yeah, you got to keep up with LA. You got to know how to play the game. Mm-hmm. But it's been fun. It's been interesting. It's been a roller coaster for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right. So the song is called Hooligan.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us a little about the song.
The song.
And where the video concept came from.
I've always wanted to do a trap video. I have like this inner trap queen inside of me. I don't know where it came from because I'm from Australia.
Because Georgia's crap queen.
But I've always wanted a trap video. And then this song, I was just kind of jamming with my friend, and it just kind of started out of freestyle. And then we just kept going with it. And then the hooligan chorus just kind of came together during the freestyle. And then, yeah.
Is that kind of how you work? You hear a beat that you like?
Yeah, or? I just rap straight to the beat. Yeah, pretty much. if I'm comfortable with the people I'm in the room with, I just go at it and just start writing the song.
Boom. Well, let's take a look. This is Miss Georgia Preach.
I can't wait to see that. Hooligan. Is that you working with a long pony?
Yep, the braids. That's me.
I know, that's why I didn't recognize when you came in.
Wiggle.
Handle that, make that kitty clap. What I do with that? Steal your bitch, never look back. It's a wrap, count my money in the stack. Put it in the bag, call me dad. I'm the best you've had, do it like that. It be dripping, call me Kevin. I be sipping Hennessy with some lemons, blowing trees, yeah? That's my steez when I'm chilling with my villain. She be ringing, hotline banging, she be begging on her knees. Pretty please with a cherry on top. Pussy pop, put that pussy on lock. 10 o'clock, time to get to the guap. While you be sleeping on my creep and selling stuff from your shop. Twitter blog, oh my gosh, cause your men's on my jug. I don't need them, you can keep them, I do not give a fuck.
Hooligan. Miss Georgia Hooligan.
Georgia.
Oh Rick. My God.
How shocked are you right now?
Oh my God.
The queen legit did it back from the table.
What was that? I would have never thought that. Are you a Gemini?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So am I. Yes. I okay.
Now you get it.
I get
now
it.
You understand.
So am I. Okay.
That
explains it. Yes. She's kinky like me. And she switches looks. No, for real.
Yeah.
Because that's I'm the same way. So many different personalities. I saw that. Yeah, that's the bitch you don't want to fuck with right there.
For real, they'll get it real quick.
Don't sleep. I'm cute, but I'll knock your fucking head off.
Don't trip.
Because you know I'm a hooligan. I love it. I like it.
I love your hair in the video.
Yeah. I go between the short hair and the braids. They're my favorite looks. Or the dreads. I like me with dreads.
I liked you with the dreads.
Yeah.
What is going on? I like it, and I like the fact that you can hear her accent. She's not trying
to be
someone. There's something else. She's her. You can still hear her accent. And wow. I like it. I'm interested to see more.
There will be more.
Never.
It came off. It gave me artistic. It didn't come off trying to be.
Trying to be a thug?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Because I was like, I hope it doesn't come out
like
that.
I don't, like, picture you out here, like, beating bitches with bricks.
No, like because when you see me going out, I'm actually quite, like, chic and classy, which is my, like, usual dressing style.
Yeah, I can see you in a dress.
When I'm Georgia Preach, I'm Georgia Preach.
Yeah, even, like, how you broke into, like, whatever. You know, everything about it is just, like, owning who you are and just giving out the artistic view of it. All right, so, now, is this something that's coming off of an album?
I'm gonna definitely put on an EP. I'm working on an EP right now. I'll put it on the EP, I think.
So where are you as far as the EP? Like, is this something, okay, you're here, you've been out here for 3 months, like, let me get fucking settled before you ask me these damn questions.
Or are you working?
Or is it, like, you have an idea of what you want the EP to kind of stand for?
I definitely have an idea of what I've got the whole concept, the video concepts. I just kind of am deciding who I'm wanting to work with. I'm working with a couple of different people right now. But I definitely have, like, at least 10 songs I've got together. I'm probably going to make, like, another 20 more before I decide on the 5 or 6 that go on there. But right now I'm just in the jamming process, finding my sound as well.
What is that like for you to come to America and kind of find your sound but still, you know, keep to who you are? Being in this, especially LA, because I feel like if you're in New York or anywhere else in the world, in America, it's kind of like... No, be who you want to be. But uh-huh. LA, it's kind of like
be who we be who want you to want. Be.
Yes. Uh-huh. Right. How's that been for you?
It's difficult, especially being a female rapper. Like, I get into a lot of studio situations where it's all men, yep. and they're telling me how I should dress, how I should act, that I should sing, that I should be sweet, and you just kind of got to not listen to it and be yourself, because who I am is sex music and is saying whatever I want to be and dressing how I want. So. Why would I want to be in the music industry if I'm not doing that? You right. know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I've had a lot of people try to tell me what to do and change the way I am. I'm not going to change unless I want to change into that person. Mm. I love growth and I love change. I love constructive criticism, but not if it goes against who I am.
Are you going to, in any of your videos, switch to this person, switch in and out to Georgia Preach to end this person, but still with the same lyrics and the same uh-huh. mannerisms? I think that yeah, would be yeah. sick.
No, I'm definitely going to bring the Chic Georgia yeah, the next Chic video. Georgia, yeah. The Bougie Babe. That's my other... Yeah.
That's the name of my...
That's so crazy.
Really? That's the name...
Y'all two gotta... Y'all gotta chit-chat.
Oh, my God!
That's my nickname. That's why everyone calls me the Bougie
Stop!
Babe. Bougie Babe or Uzzy Babe? Or Tribe Queen? Oh, my gosh. So, basically, you're doing my next hair. Is that what we're saying?
Yes.
See, we making connections here.
Oh, my God.
Turn up.
Jesus, was that a sign, Lord, on 11-11? Anyway, go ahead. Today's November 11th. Okay. 11-11.
I was looking at you like, girl, what?
Yeah, I was like, wait, it's too funny.
11-11. That's November intense. 11th. Okay, sorry. Yeah. Sorry.
So, they have it. I love that look. That honesty about your artistry. Mm-hmm. All right, so we're promoting Hooligan right now.
Yeah.
Is there any, like, what type of love do you get from back home? I mean, if hip-hop is so, as you say, young in Australia, or is it something that, you know what, I can't even focus on that because they're not mm-hmm. even on the wave that I'm trying to get on right now, and they'll catch on?
I mean, where I grew up in Brisbane, I didn't get much love, but last year I lived in Melbourne, Australia. They have a good hip-hop scene. I was actually booking regular shows. My sound was more like Lauryn Hill, Erykah Badu there, though, because that's what hit. Mm. So when I came to LA, I did this more dancey type music because I knew it was going to hit here. But yeah, no, I had regular shows. I was making money off it. I had radio interviews. There was a lot of love in Melbourne, actually, for my music.
Do you get the? You said you get the Iggy thing a lot. So, like, and but not to just get into her, but I mean, just females.
I think she's better than Iggy.
In hip hop. I mean, what is your kind of stance on that? Do you see that a lot of females aren't willing to work with you, or a lot of females that you in the underground scene are?
I have a lot of trouble with females for sure.
Of course, you fly.
But it depends. It's like females either want to fuck me or don't come anywhere near me. Like, that's the two. I usually work with men. I find it easier to work with men. They're about their business more. Girls get into their feelings. I don't really get into my feelings. So it's like, if you're going to get into your feelings, I'm going to leave. You know? Yeah. So, yeah, I find it hard to work with women for sure. I'd love to. I'm all about uplifting women if they want to work with me. But
fuck them.
Fuck them. Who needs them?
All right, so now you have an instrumental. We have an instrumental queued up.
All right.
And you're going to give us like 60 seconds or something, maybe?
All right, let's do it.
Yeah? All right. She's going to do this to Young Thug's You Dig, and it's a remake instrumental, I think.
In the theme of Michael.
Shout out to Cushion Gum.
How crazy is that? Verbatim.
Come to me, let me do some crazy things while you're under me. I can be a lot of fun, you see. I got a fatty and I like to call you daddy. Make me screaming when you smack me and you say that I'm a baddie. Got a treat for you. You can touch it, you can lick it, you can beat it too. I'm so into you and you into me. You a dog, but I'm digging your pedigree. And I like it when you're talking that dirt to me. I even like it when you're going so hard that you're hurting me. You're so perfect, see. I like your style and the way that you work, G. You a thug to me. I can't wait for the next time you're under me. Got me playing Pretty Ricky while you're thumping me. I gotta get on top cause that's a thug in me. I do it so good, you gon' wind up loving me.
Hey. That's that Gemini shit for real.
Now the yeah, more I listen to you talking about, like, you sound like this bitch's conversation.
Joe, I knew she was a Gemini. I think she's fucking dope.
I got the two girls, you know?
You see? This bitch got Pocahontas and Jasmine. Yeah. Rubbing up on each other, y'all.
It's nasty.
I love it. That's a dope-ass tattoo.
Thank you.
How long have you had that for?
About a year and a half now. I got that one done in Melbourne, actually.
That's dope-ass tattoo.
He did a great job.
Why those specific two?
Well, when I was growing up, they're the only ones my mom used to let me watch because I like the ethnic princesses.
Oh, really?
So, yeah, I love them. They're my faves. I had, like, every Pocahontas on video.
Yes, that's it. Well, all right, Georgia, thank you for stopping by. Your stuff
Thanks
is
for having
dope.
Me.
Hooligan, available everywhere. Where can we
SoundCloud.
Get the
SoundCloud?
SoundCloud.
Georgia Preach on everything. Instagram, SoundCloud.
Twitter. Are you big on
I'm not big on Twitter.
You
I don't
get
have
you
much
on Twitter.
I gotta get on Twitter. I gotta get on my Twitter game. I just don't have much to say. Like
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. I'm like after listening to your freestyle and your thing, I'm like, I think you have a little too much to say, girl. You gotta speak to the crowd.
Just throw your thoughts in the river.
So everywhere at Georgia Preach.
Georgia Preach.
And you have new music that will be dropping very shortly.
Yeah, definitely at least by next year, January, February, I'm trying to drop. The EP, for sure.
All right. Jay Watts, where can everyone follow you?
Everybody can follow me at Poppy Watts, P-A-P-I Watts, W-A-T-T-S. We out here, man. Let's get it.
Miss Queen.
Yo, Instagram, Queen Wink, Snapchat, Queen Wink.
Snapchat.
And Twitter, Queen Live. She just blew my mind today.
A mind-blowing week, huh?
I've been having a mind-blowing week.
From
I've been...
Rio Cragen to Georgia Priest.
Right. What is going on? Right. To whatever, to everything. I can't even discuss it.
And that's
it.
What we do here at
Where
the beach,
y'all. Where they find you at, JC?
You know what I'm saying? We find the dopest artist that y'all need to be listening to.
And you can follow him on...
everywhere at DJ Jesse J. Also, make sure you guys hit us up at The Beat TV on Instagram and at BHL Online on Twitter and Instagram as well. Till next week, peace.
And subscribe to our YouTube page.
Yes.
Follow.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, Kevin Undergaro, and the entire BHL crew, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us at info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I'm your BHL announcer, Scipio. Instagram me at Planet Scipio. Thank you for tuning in.
Music redefined.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.